Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek episode number 27. Hi, Michael.
Matt Fowler.
Randy Orvis. Actually, I suppose we could
say. Yeah, whatever.
Welcome, Fowler.
Matt is joining us. You may have heard of him before. Well, he's joined us before.
Yeah, it's true.
But you normally is on the point after attempt.
I didn't feel like going home yet.
So.
Fair enough.
As usual, we'll be discussing tech news and other geeky items and randomness, whatever it may be, this week. If you're listening live, it's actually Wednesday today because tomorrow is...
Thanksgiving.
Turkey Day.
So we're podcasting a day early.
I don't think my wife would be happy if we podcasted tomorrow.
Yeah. Plus, we got to watch football, so...
And you can't, you can't win them all anyways, right?
Football tomorrow.
It's true.
Football day. Good game. 11:30 our time, I think. Seems early, but...
That's what happens.
You gotta fit three in, so...
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, Wednesday today, not Thursday. Otherwise, you can always find us on iTunes, so if you're listening to this later, normally we're on Thursdays at about 8. And you can always find us at bleedgeek.com/live or bleedgeek.com or whatever. And hopefully by next week we'll have the new site up.
Correct.
Potentially.
No,
it will be done.
It will be done.
But we will dive right into our news then, and we'll get going, because I think, it was a normal week in news.
Yeah.
Not slow, but...
No. The first thing up was, so if you are a gamer of either PC or console, you have heard of Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3. You've seen the many commercials on TV, actually. The pro versus the noob. Probably current favorite commercial that's out there.
Love
really?
Howard at
really?
The
There's not another commercial that you like?
Oh, well.
We'll talk about that later.
Anyways. So with the new Modern Warfare release, they released a premium service called Call of Duty Elite. Initially, when they rolled it out, they had lots of issues with it. The actual service being down, people not able to register new accounts for it. Since it started, which was on the 8th, I believe, of November, they have signed up over 4 million people for accounts, and they have over 1 million paying customers now. And it's a yearly subscription fee. Actually, I believe it's monthly or yearly. You can do either or, but... so with the... With the paying service, you get a video upload capacity, so you can, like, any videos you make within Xbox or PC that you record, you can upload them directly to their site. They're putting out, apparently, a Call of Duty-based, like, webisode, so, like, a mini TV series Call of Duty released, I don't know. And then you get a year's worth of downloadable content, so all of the new map packs that they put out. Which is kind of funny because, like with Modern Warfare, or Black Ops, there was no new maps until after a year that the game came out.
It was that long?
And then, well, I lied. No. Because it's only been out for
a year.
No, yeah. It just hit a year. So, gosh, it seems like forever. I don't know. But.
Took a long time.
I don't know. I didn't give in. I think, I mean, you're paying $60 for a first-person shooter. I'm not one to be sucked into paying for downloadable content, so it kind of bummed me out when I heard that, but...
I was surprised at how many people did it.
Yeah, seriously. But, I mean, Call of Duty is, I think, the bigger franchise when it comes to consoles,
What did they make in the first day, like?
It was, like, 400 million
or
something
like
that. Yeah,
something ridiculous like that.
Yeah.
It was a lot. A lot.
But it's like, I mean, it makes sense because the Xbox people, I think that's the bigger
market
there, because the run and gun style, I think, just plays out easier there. Whereas
I also think that Xbox really, and your biggest issue has been the way the multiplayer is set up, right?
Correct.
I mean, I think Xbox Live really does a good job.
No, right. And
I think that's a big part of Xbox. I think that's why they're beating PS3 so badly the way they are.
Oh, totally.
Is Xbox Live. I mean, even though you have to pay for it, it's the better service, and that's why you have to pay. You're getting what you pay for,
well,
if you will, with the PlayStation Network.
I guess that will sort of lead into a different story. I don't know. No. What falls into
the next one.
Oh yeah, it does kind of go. So what I was going to say though is it a lot of complaints that I heard or comments I heard, not complaints necessarily, was that a lot of people were surprised that the Call of Duty makers were able to pull this off because you're paying for the Xbox service and then you have people paying on top of that also for other content.
I don't know. It doesn't, I mean, I can see that, but at the same time, people bought, for Halo, you had to buy the maps if you wanted to play them when they came out, and you're paying for that. There's tons of, there's even games like RPGs and that you're like just like any other game where you're buying whatever.
Well,
the microtransactions, exactly. I mean, it's that model.
Yep.
And it's, I mean, there's tons of game like that, and for everything on Xbox Live, you're paying for, but the $50 a year, I don't think is that.
It's not a bank breaker.
And if
at
you're,
all, but it's still, I think that, I mean, coming from my world, I grew up with the first person genre sort of, and it's the first thing of its kind. And maybe if it was a more well-developed game, actually, I mean, I think they really kind of cheated out at, with them producing games yearly.
How much is the Elite Pack? Like,
I'm not sure offhand. I think it's $50 for a year though. It's not expensive.
But don't you think that also though weans out like the shitty kids? Like, don't you think it makes it better? But you think kids are paying for the $50 anyway? Like,
no, because mom and dad are paying for it, I think.
Well, but like they're not gonna pay for their 10-year-old another $50 when they're already playing. Like,
I
don't know, maybe. But I just think it's in my mind, any multiplayer experiences, you get that one 12-year-old that you just want to mute that's just yelling obscenities and running around killing their own team.
Reason number one why I quit playing Xbox Online.
Right. I'm just... Yeah, well, and again, it's the same thing with PCs. You know it's the people that are going to put the money into it because they need a good machine, so they're like the hardcore gamers, so you're not going to get those little shit-eaters that are playing, you know what I mean? I mean, you both know. Everybody that's listening that's ever played on Xbox Live knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, they're more rare on the PC, for sure.
Because it's a time and money thing. I mean, it's an investment there. And that's maybe what I think they're trying to do with the Elite. I don't know. But
I don't know. It's interesting. I'm glad it worked out for them because I'm hoping that'll sort of... they're making a killing on this game already. I'm hoping it just... I would like to see them slow down. I mean, I like the yearly releases, but it would be nice to see them actually put some time and development into a game and actually improve it because, I mean, in my eyes, Modern Warfare 3 is just a clone of Black Ops with different guns and different maps. You know, everything looks the same, so...
I haven't played it, but just from what I've heard, that is the case.
Yeah.
A lot of reviews, you know, just...
Yeah.
A lot, but you really like the single player, right?
The single player I loved. It kept me entertained the entire way through.
So.
But yeah, I mean, like you were saying with Xbox, like when you're paying for their service, you're paying to also help upkeep their side of things as well. You know, you're not just paying to be an idiot online. They use that money for good things. So they're updating, huh? Again.
Yeah, so Xbox... and Xbox Live will be updating. The confirmed date is now December 6th for their fall. I think they're technically, I don't know, maybe it's a winter update. I don't know if they're referring to it as which, but I think they did a fall update. But they're updating the style. I think it's from the screenshots I've seen, and I don't know if they're confirmed or not, but it looks a lot like the Metro UI of Windows 8, which would also make sense because they want to bring everything into one home, kind of, here. Computer, your tablet, I mean it only makes sense. So look for that coming up on December 6th. I think it'll be interesting to see what they do. You play a lot of Xbox Live, Matt? Or
a little bit. It depends on, you know, what game I'm into and when, you know,
at the time.
Right now I'm playing through the old Batman game, finally playing through Arkham Asylum, and that one's more just a
single player
campaign, right? So
you played Portal 2, did you play that online at all, or?
Oh, that one's... The multiplayer on that I found weird online, because
because it's harder without someone like, you know,
having somebody there that you know and that you're, you know, and like if I was playing with somebody that wasn't at the same level as I was, like
right.
trying to walk them through is different than like being with a friend and being like,
well, no, just do this.
The only thing I could see happening is if you get paired up with just that one guy who wants to be a complete doucher online, and it's like, thank you for wasting 10 minutes of my time that I will never get back. You know? That,
yeah.
Yeah, whereas, I mean, I know with Xbox, I don't have it for PC, but I know you can connect Xbox to PC or to PS3. Like all
for
three
a portal, you mean?
Yep.
Right.
So that would be cool.
With Steam, I think is how it, so, which got hacked, but we went over that, I think. But yeah, so it'll be interesting to see.
Halo's really the only one I've done online.
Yeah, I played Crashers. I played Halo a lot for a while, so that's what I played online when I played.
And that's where you get the obnoxious little kids.
Right. Well, and everybody's got Halo, especially once they started selling them with the Xboxes for a while. So, and I'm sure included in that update will have some sort of Facebook integration, since Microsoft and Facebook seem to be such good friends lately. But a new study came out, or maybe Facebook released it themselves, that I'm sure everyone's heard of the 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon. But actually, everyone is actually 4.74 degrees away. So
That's like, crazy.
I mean, just think about all the people, you know. I mean, and really, it is Facebook that you find people. You're like, oh, I didn't know they knew that person, too. Or it's,
well,
you find
funny,
those weird connections.
Common friends, and it's like,
right.
How
do they know that person?
Exactly.
Well,
I forget who I just... There was,
well, look at Andrew,
just,
I mean...
Yeah, that's true.
So, it's you never know what you're going to find, but apparently, according to Zuckerberg, it's 4.74 degrees, not 7.
Makes sense.
The world is getting smaller.
The definition of friends has gotten a little iffy, too.
A little ambiguous. But connecting person, I mean, in that sense, I bet maybe it's even closer, because just people who know each other.
Well, there's a lot of people that I have.
A friend of my friend. I should go friend them. I don't freaking know who you are.
Do you decline them?
I just ignore.
That's what I do.
I don't want to be an asshole.
I always leave them in.
Bad.
So then they always see pending.
I told Danny they're in my friend purgatory. They haven't been confirmed nor denied. They're just hanging out, waiting to be judged another day.
If I don't know who you are immediately and I can't find you in my high school yearbook, then it's just like, no.
But... and Facebook is making news in other places as well, potentially working on a phone.
Yeah, it was rumored months ago.
A year ago, I think.
Has it been a year?
It's been
already?
A year, I think.
Gosh. Yeah. They're. Did you see what their code name is? I'm assuming
Buffy.
You saw it. Yeah. It's like.
Because they're gonna slay everything.
And I'm sure Zuckerberg is just going, Buffy guys. And it's like, cripes.
But apparently they're working with HTC.
So I was just going to say, which is funny because HTC just announced their quarterly earnings, and this is their first year where they finally leveled off. So,
well, the reason,
maybe this will be their...
The reason they're making money is because of Android.
Well, that's the reason why a lot of makers are making money.
Neither here nor there, I guess. But I don't know. Could you? I mean, in reality, I could see the phone doing well, though. Decently, because they say it's based on Android. It's a fork version of Android with like Facebook overlays with the HTML5 apps, and then like your contact list on the phone would be your Facebook friend. Like, which seems to be pushing it a little. But what if you're not on Facebook? There are those people, or like...
Well, then that phone's not going to be...
Or like Pat, who is on Facebook, but, you know. But I think if they offered it at a really cheap price, I think a lot of people that buy smartphones at this point don't use it as a smartphone anyway, because the phones are becoming to the point where they're free. A free phone is now some smartphones. And I think that they're really... they're really just to the point where they just need a phone, so they just buy the smartphone. But, I mean, the sharing photos is the next biggest thing that people use smartphones for, too. And where do you share photos on? It's Facebook. I mean, I think there's definitely a market for it, but we'll see what happens with it. Just just Facebook being Facebook, really.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I can see it doing good, honestly, and at the same time, I see it just a level. Like, it's not going to be a huge deal.
Right.
Because, I mean, people, what? Like, people who, like, I picture, like, the 16-year-old kids, kind of, like, yeah, I got a Facebook
phone. Well, there's, what, 750 million people with Facebook accounts? Like, something like that's the number.
Yeah, but how many people have, like, 10 accounts for Mafia Wars?
Let's say that 10 million phones were sold. I mean, 10...
Left.
Oh, I know. That's why I'm laughing, because I know people who did have multiple accounts.
I don't have 10. I had my regular account and an extra account.
I debated doing it at one point, and I was like...
And then
no,
I quit playing games, because I was like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, Mafia Wars, those were the days. But, I mean, even if they got, like, 10 million people to buy the phone, I'm sure they'd make a profit, so...
What was that phone? There was a phone recently that they made a big deal because it had the...
It had, like, a Facebook share button at the, right. It was an AT&T phone. It was, I can't think of the name. The share?
The nub nub or something.
I don't know.
Like a two-word...
We don't need to get into names of phones again. We had that discussion already. And then speaking of AT&T, I guess, everyone's favorite merger is having a few more issues. The FCC came out on a hearings call, and they said now they're going to investigate it more, and they're putting it on hold. I don't know. It seems more and more like...
It's not
going to
happen.
I wish it would just, like, we would just have a decision one way or the other.
It's not
going to
happen.
I kind of think it's not going to. Like, I used to think, well, whatever, they're just going to throw some money at it. Yeah. Eventually the problem will go away, right?
When the Department of Justice comes out and files an antitrust lawsuit against you... Then you know it's like...
You're starting to see some bells.
All right, we better rethink our strategy here and come up with a better argument why we
are... So now the FCC's like, maybe we should look into this a little more. When did that Department of Justice thing? That was like 2-3 months ago now, it seems like.
Yeah, well, I know they said it was supposed to happen... I didn't think it was supposed to happen until next year.
I thought like February or something.
Yeah, February I think is when it was supposed to be.
We'll see what happens with it. So... The Galaxy Nexus, which still hasn't been announced.
December 8th is rumor.
It's funny because Google said in November, but they don't, I mean,
they
Samsung makes
control.
The phones and the carriers are the ones releasing it.
Yep.
It's funny because I saw a tweet today that said, well, I bought an unlocked Galaxy Nexus. Could have been your sale, Verizon, today. That's funny. And I've been trying to get Randy to buy one. In case you're curious, you should jump on that bandwagon and try to get
one. I won't lie. I did look him up. The cheapest I found was $800.
Wow,
and
that's expensive.
$800 to $900 is the going.
Well, because
right
everybody
now.
Wants them,
right?
Why don't they? I mean, honestly, the longer they wait, the more money they're losing. I think, in my eyes, not a ton, but I mean, people will start buying them unlocked.
Oh,
and I mean, I think people, if their contracts are up in the next 2 weeks, they could sell. I mean, the people are going to buy the phones. I don't know why they just don't release them. They're ready, but an interesting. Tidbit I found out that is when you activate it right now when you activate a current Android phone, and it might just actually be Ice Cream Sandwich, not Google the Galaxy Nexus, but right now you log in with Gmail, right?
Correct.
But when the Galaxy Nexus is going to prompt you for a Google Plus activation,
which everybody that has a Google Plus has a Gmail,
right? But
so,
but I mean, like, if you but instead of the Gmail, it's going to ask you for Google Plus. So right. Everybody has Gmail, but I'd say not everybody, obviously. But
right, no, but
a large amount of people.
It's their way to force finally use on their service.
But
which
it's
is
it,
smart.
It is smart, but I think it's an interesting like it shows that they really do want to push Google Plus. Like it's not just a hobby of theirs. I think.
Well, I don't remember the last time I pushed a picture of my own to Facebook. Because I've shared a picture that my brother posted, but I haven't posted a picture in a very long time because, and I do it on Google Plus now because my phone I don't have to do anything.
It just syncs automatically.
And then I just go to Google Plus, share it, bam.
Mine doesn't, but I still don't post pictures to Facebook.
You don't post pictures anywhere, so that's okay.
It's true. But I just thought it was an interesting little tidbit that they are going to do. I don't know. I think it makes sense, but I do think it shows there. And even the Google Music Store, which we talked about last week, I think is showing support for Google Plus. I think like, I don't know, maybe it's because another place for them to sell ads, I guess. I don't know. But they're really, really pushing. You don't have a Google Plus, do you?
No, I do not.
What? Bleed Geek has one now.
It's true.
I don't think we said that last week.
No.
But check it out.
Yeah.
I like to wait really long time until something becomes...
the longest time ever?
Slightly unpopular, and that's when I hop on.
But Google Plus isn't really... I wouldn't say it's popular. I think a lot of people have been giving it flack more than anything.
Sorry. Getting ready.
Well, when you guys sent me, like, the invite, it was like, oh, it seems too hip right now for me to jump on.
I don't want to be an early... I don't want to be one of those early adopters, see?
I'm not cool enough for that.
You gotta get the good names. Not that they give vanity URLs yet, but neither here nor there. But yeah.
Yeah. That's me. Speaking of Google, there is a company out there called FXI Technologies. They specialize in little USB keys. They built a cool little device called, it's called the Cotton Candy USB device, and it is something that you can plug into your computer to run a virtual machine of Android. So
that's interesting.
It's yeah, I think it's awesome because it gives, so
it runs on any PC then, or
it, yeah, you can plug it, you could work, it would work on your Mac.
Crazy.
Well, I'm fairly certain it would run on your Mac. Because it just it just loads up a virtual device that's completely run off of the flash drive. It has a 1 gigahertz processor built into it. I'm assuming, oh yeah, OS X, courtesy of Windows, OS X, and Linux. So, you're good.
Nice.
Plug it in. It didn't say, they haven't put a release date on it yet. And they also...
What would you do with a virtual Android, though? Play games?
Yeah, because then you'd have access to the Android market on your PC.
Right.
So,
like, Angry Birds?
I would Angry Birds everywhere.
You can on Google Plus, though.
Yeah. I don't know. It's an interesting concept.
I agree. I would probably play with it.
But
I would check. I could review apps that way.
The cool thing is, so you plug it in, it also on the other end, so you have your USB port on one end.
Right.
It has a HDMI port on the other side.
So you can
hook it up to your TV.
That's pretty sweet.
So you can actually run.
Did you say how much it was? Do they know?
It's $200.
Oh, that's expensive.
Yeah. Or they said,
well, it's like a phone, really.
They said expect it to be less than $200, and it's supposed to come out sometime mid next year. So I'm assuming, if it's coming out mid next year, that it'll probably be running Ice Cream Sandwich also.
Nice.
But that's all speculation. You heard it here first.
I have an Android question for you. So I know on the new, and I want to know if it's just the new, if it's Ice Cream Sandwich feature or if it's Android in general, but can you see exactly what uses your battery?
That is Ice Cream Sandwich.
Okay. And what about your data? Is that Ice Cream Sandwich as
Correct.
Well?
And you can actually, with Ice Cream Sandwich, you can limit. Actually set with app by app how much you want it. Like if
it's insane the amount of tweaking, because it's like you can do background data even.
Yep.
Not, you know, like.
Like you can monitor everything.
Yeah.
And you can do the same with battery. You can say, I only want this app to use 10% at a time of my battery.
Right.
You can, yeah, and the cap limits of, I think the cap limit is a huge thing.
Well, especially with no one having unlimited data anymore, I think that's a big thing. Yep. So
it's cool.
It's very cool.
I'm sure Apple will be coming up out with it on, I would assume, on one of their next releases, something similar. Do you have like a task manager?
No.
Because that's one of the top downloaded apps for Android is the Advanced Task Killer.
Yeah.
Because there's, I mean, with the true multitasking, I know that's what would happen on your phone, or like even on your iPad, there's multiple services that are technically running in the background.
Right. But I mean, for the most part, like if I want to kill something, I can just kill it. But it doesn't monitor as closely data-wise.
Like, because with Android, you can see not just app level, like stuff that you download, but you can see the system level processes running too that you can actually kill, which is interesting.
It seemed very cool, both the features, the battery, like, because I seen a screenshot from Josh Topolsky showing exactly what his battery, what percent of his battery, and I thought that was very cool.
Yep.
And I knew that the tweaking thing from the whole, when they announced Ice Cream Sandwich, I thought for sure that was from Ice Cream Sandwich, but I wasn't sure about the battery.
Yep.
But I think those are very cool features.
One of the other cool tweaks that they did with Ice Cream Sandwich sandwich was the
sandwich
was the keyboard, actually. They did a lot of tweaks to the actual user interface itself and how you interact with it. They changed like the predictability text for it also, so it's a lot closer. Like they said, it's just a lot better at knowing what you're trying
to
do.
It does. I know that that's the thing they said that Apple's done for a while, that they've wished one of the biggest things that they've wanted from it. And it's funny because hidden in iOS 5 is the Google version of it, but they haven't released that yet. So I think that's funny, like the way Google does it now. They're both swap. Like, I like the way the iPhone does it, and I know that's very similar to what is going forward in the Android one. Yep. But
yeah, and it's true, because I know, I mean, I've watched demo videos on it, and I know, like, with mine, I mean, it's fairly good, but it's not, I mean, this is still old too, you know,
mm-hmm.
but it's definitely not up to par with what I've seen, like, with your stuff, so it's interesting. But somebody actually, Google released the source code for Ice Cream Sandwich.
Right.
And somebody actually pulled out the code for the keyboard itself, and they put it into an app. It's not in the marketplace yet, but I don't have the link to the download, but if you have Android 2.2 or 2.3, it'll work for that, but nothing below.
And you run
2.1.
Damn.
I know.
That's right, because you're going to get the Galaxy Nexus anyway.
I am going to get it.
Mostly, I just want, in case you didn't know, I mean, obviously, I will stick to my iPhone for a while, but I want Randy to get it because I want to play with it.
Or no, I told Lydia about it. I mean, we're both due for new phones, and I said, she wants a new phone for Christmas, and I said, I will not get you another phone unless it's the Nexus.
Yeah, honestly.
There's no sense in having anything below Ice Cream Sandwich because of all of the updates that.
Especially
done.
With the fragmentation of Android, it'd be insane to buy anything else right now.
Well,
I think.
And this one's Google's.
You're
phone.
Gonna get.
You know, you're gonna get. You're, 18 months worth of.
And you're gonna be the first ones to get all the updates and all the cool features. And I would, even if I ever did switch to Android, which I don't think I would ever leave my iPhone. But I do like a lot of the features. Like, I would love to play with a Windows phone for, like, a month and an Android phone. The only Android phone I would ever get would be the latest Google phone, so there's no way I would get anything else. Yeah. However, with the Galaxy Nexus, there have been a few issues reported so far with the sound, because it is released in Europe right now. But I guess it really reminds me of AntennaGate for the iPhone. When the iPhone 4 came out, I'm sure you all remember that, but
oh, the death grip.
Yeah. But it's kind of the same thing. It's like a random volume issue that they say, oh, it's the current battery problem with iOS 2. But they're like, oh, it's a bug fix. We'll fix it. We're working on it. That's what they said. So
has there been an announcement from Samsung to say that
from Google? I believe it was Google that said it.
Okay.
There has been an announcement made.
I didn't read anything on it today. I read yesterday, and users are trying to troubleshoot it themselves because Samsung wasn't getting back to them. And it's like,
okay. It was Google. It says,
when did they announce it?
This story is from the 20th. Well, this is from
today.
Oh. At 3:23 a.m., 3:32. But I don't know what time that is because he's in Europe. So it may have been yesterday. Yes, I seen it late last. I don't know.
Well, I think
it's hard to tell when I post because I posted the story, but I don't know because I'm up late. So it could have been last night in the middle of the night. But it says, yeah, Google statement in full. We are aware of the volume issue and have developed a fix. The update, we will update devices as soon as possible.
Well, and that's
it. That's all they said.
Good to know because people were going straight to Samsung with the problem.
Right.
And first, like, people were first off getting ticked off at Samsung because they're calling their hotline. Their user support, and they're posting on their Facebook wall, and they're wondering why they're not getting any response for it. And it's like, okay, that it's a fairly big issue. I don't know why they would expect calling somebody's tech support line that they're going to get a major issue fixed by a first-level support person. So it's good that Google finally came out, but everybody was saying they were thinking that it was going
to
be hardware.
Well, it says there's an update. It says, we reached out to Google for clarification. I've been told the volume issue is definitely going to be fixed in the software. And it says, as of anything with this kind, we were looking at the faulty interaction between software and hardware. However, the company is resolute in saying it is it will deliver a software fix. Then it also goes on to say, unfortunately, Google's track record in such matters has been less than perfect. Blah, 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 blah. But I think with any company, I mean, it's hard for them, especially when something's such mass release. Like with the iPhone, I mean, what were they going to do? Bring back every phone and put a new antenna on it?
Right.
I mean, they're not, you know.
It's like putting out a new app. When you're testing it, to keep things under wrap, you can only have so many out in the wild for people to test.
And it's hard sometimes. I mean, in that limited environment, I mean, it's not until you get to the mass production that you see a slight little problem caused by the way.
And they said the only time the problem was coming up was when people were off of 3G and they were on 2G. And I forget
for the volume, you mean?
Yeah, for the volume issue. I forget what the caveat was when you were on the 2G, but it was like doing something specific, and there was a guy that had posted a video of it, and it was pretty funny because he's like hits the rocker button to turn the volume up, and you see the little indicator go across, and all of a sudden it's like, and then it starts going, like just fluctuating at the bottom. And it's
that's crazy.
But as soon as people were back on 3G,
it worked just fine.
It worked just fine.
That's weird.
So
that's odd.
That's why they thought it was hardware related.
Yeah, it's odd that would matter, but it's all in the coding, I'm sure.
And you had mentioned something else about, was there, I think there was, you'd posted something on the forum. It said, some may hear you, some may not. Was it just
that? Oh, it's just a volume joke.
Okay. So.
Oh, but yeah. Just a volume joke.
Gotcha. So today.
So Randy's other favorite commercial.
Yeah. So my first favorite, well, this one's probably even better, honestly. New Samsung commercial. Kind of gives a little jab in the side to
a little jab. They pulled all the punches.
I saw it
pop up a lot. It popped up late last night.
I'll send it to everybody.
Drop it in the chat. We'll have to show Matt afterwards.
There's a link to the video. Yeah, I have it up so we can watch it. Oh. But it was good. They did some nice blows to Apple.
Like. It's funny. There's a few things that, like, I thought it was super funny. And I thought, for even being an Apple, you know, guy, as I've clearly been marked
on this
show.
You're not an Apple guy. You're a fanboy. You can say it.
I wouldn't go that far. But I think there's a few things that I think it's funny that they did it, but there's definitely a few issues. Like, it's a Samsung commercial. They don't ever talk about Android, which is what is the phone really is to me. I mean, the hardware is a big part of it, but the only reason that the Galaxy Nexus is going to be a great phone is because they did it in conjunction with Google. But they never mention Android in the commercial, and it's just completely a Samsung commercial. The other problem I see with it is if they're reaching out to those people to try to get them to switch, I don't think making fun of them is the best way to go about it, because they're really the people that they would want to convert are the ones they're making fun of.
Right.
But it is funny nonetheless. Basically just making fun of people waiting in line to get iPhones, so. But, yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to say about the commercial?
No, I'm posting it on Facebook, because I think everybody should watch it, because it is
quite humorous. I thought about putting it on Facebook last night, too. I was like, eh.
Eh.
Eh. Stupid yeah. Samsung. No, I mean, it's definitely a funny commercial, but I couldn't believe the length they went to make fun of Apple, essentially. But Apple's fans, really, not necessarily even Apple. Like,
yeah, no, they didn't really dig on Apple.
Which still, to me, goes back to...
All of the above, anyway.
It goes back to, those are the people you want to come join you, or the people you're... Like, you're trying to get those people, you're alienating them, but whatever.
You can't win them all.
Can't win them all. In other news, though, Samsung is also adding a Wi-Fi-only Series 5 Chromebook. And they're cutting their prices. And Acer also cut their prices on their Chromebooks. They're like down to like $300 for the Wi-Fi only version, which is pretty cheap for a computer. But I think they realize that they're really not selling like they thought they might. Being a browser only. I mean, a computer that's useless without the internet is a hindrance in some. I mean, you're always going to run into times when you don't have access to internet. I mean. It's becoming less and less in our day and age, but it still happens. Or somewhere where you have to pay for Wi-Fi. And so that was, I mean, they've added the Google Docs and the Gmail offline parts, but I don't think it's enough. And that's my note on that.
Excellent.
And since we're talking about cutting prices, move right into Black Friday.
Black Woo-hoo! Friday. Yeah, just wanted to run down my top five things to look out for.
Because I slacked and didn't do a top five.
It's true. We were going to do top 10, but Mike slacked. And actually, I'll throw in six.
Well, I have a few that I've thought I know of, so I'll throw those
the
in.
The one but... four, then you can make it to 10.
The yeah, one that I, the I one that though. I thought of offhand was Walmart has a Lenovo laptop, a I forget what the specs are. It's a 1.2 dual core process, 1.2 gigahertz processor, dual core, 1 gig of RAM, for with a 320 gig hard drive, $170. It's either $169 or $179. Cheap, like cheap. Dirt cheap.
Yeah. Dirt
and
cheap.
And if I line up, that's I'm gonna get one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Laptop.
Yep.
Lenovo.
Correct.
I like Lenovo.
I do too. This one's and that one's actually widescreen, a little nicer. Built in, I believe it has a camera built in. So some perks. Onto my normal ones now. At Best Buy, so Walmart opens at
10 o'clock.
10 to midnight is their toys, and then midnight to
it was like electronic specials.
That's
and
crazy.
Then everything else starts at what 4?
So and it's sort of to space it out so you don't have the mad rush for everything.
You don't think
you
still have a mad rush?
No, because
it's Walmart.
Because they'll have no.
There's always a mad rush.
The person trampled.
Because last year they had everything blocked off. Like you could only do certain things at the time. Also, so I don't know. I'll keep on going. Best Buy, they have a Toshiba Wi-Fi built-in Blu-ray player for $39. So. If you have not jumped on the Blu-ray bandwagon yet.
I want to go buy that anyway. I mean, I have my PS3 is what I run my Blu-rays on now, but I want a dedicated Blu-ray player.
Yeah, for $40 with Wi-Fi.
That's the biggest thing, I think, for me,
yep.
Is that Wi-Fi built in. Because it's always like, Wi-Fi ready. And it always makes you think that there's Wi-Fi included, but it's not.
Well, that's
it's
ours.
Just, I know. I remember I was with you when you bought it.
With the module you could buy. And it's like,
yeah.
Get the F
and it's like another $50 or $80 or something retarded.
F you guys. And whatever.
Neither here nor there.
Best Buy. Also, if you are looking for a smartphone, I'm not one to support Apple products, but the iPhone 4 is $100.
Aren't they $100 anyway?
I thought they were like 170 or something like that.
They were, when the iPhone 4S came out, they dropped to 99.
Oh. Oh. F you. F you, Best Buy.
They're just toting it as a deal. Unless it's a bigger model, then it could be a deal to get rid of their stock.
I want to say it was 16 well, gig. Does that sound right? Then
it works. I think the eight is $100. So maybe that's why it's a deal. But yeah.
And Best, do you know is Best Buy a midnight opening?
Best Buy, I believe midnight, so.
Yeah. Okay.
I believe everything's pretty much opening at midnight.
There's
like
Menards
is still opening at 5, but.
I don't know. I go back and
stuff is
forth.
Going till like 4, and then
no.
Kohl's is open at midnight.
Have you seen the Kohl's commercial?
Yeah,
Rebecca
Black Friday.
Black.
I want to fucking jump through the TV and stuff people. That and the Target ones.
I like the fact that she wasn't singing, but she was the cameo appearance in all of the in the commercial.
Oh really? I didn't see that.
Yep.
That's funny.
Yeah. I change the channel every time because it just pisses me off.
You don't
I like.
I hate that commercial with the
passion. You don't like the song.
Does anybody like the song?
Are you trying to tell me you like the song?
It gets stuck in your head very easy, I will admit.
It's hilarious because...
At work, I had a student worker who would sing it last year on Fridays.
It's Friday.
And I just have to be like, stop.
Wednesday.
Stop, please.
Yeah, like, whatever. Turntable, we play it. It gets played
every
once
Friday.
On Friday. And it's like, who's going to break out the Friday? And
I like the Walmart commercials. They've been interesting lately. They're about layaway, though, but...
Yeah. Speaking of Walmart. Nintendo Wii.
$100. Just for the regular?
Yep.
Anything with it? Wii Sports? Or is it the
I think
Wii?
Everyone comes with Wii
Well, I know, but no, now they come with the Wii Resort or whatever it is, right?
Yeah. I didn't look. I don't know.
And
but there's a new color.
Yeah, and then I was going to say there's a blue one now, right? With
and
a special Super Mario... anniversary game or something.
I don't know. The color is ugly as heck.
And then there's two DS. You don't have them listed here either. But there's I don't know where they're sold at. But there are two DS packages.
Oh look
and
at
I
me!
I think they're launching
I don't have any BlackBerry or any Black Friday deals. Look at me go.
They're Belanger. One is the one is the Hyrule version, which I would actually like. It comes with the Link. What's it? The time one. Ocarina of Time. There we are. And then there's another one, but I don't remember what it is. It's a Red Mario one, I think. Whatever, Mario. Who needs Mario? I really want the new Zelda game. Randy's going to buy it for me. You heard it here first.
What was that, Skyward Sword?
Yeah. You want to buy it for me instead? You guys can go halvesies. Thanks, guys.
If you allow Josh the chat to room, slap you in
maybe
the face.
Maybe we can get the chat room to throw in some money.
They're probably going to tell you to get effed, too.
We'll see what they say.
Anyways.
Moving on.
I'll throw in 50 cents if you let Josh slap you next week.
Target.
50 cents. He already owes me 10. Target.
Do you like Target?
I like Target,
I like Target. You go there at all?
Once in a while.
Do you stalk people there?
Yeah.
Every day.
I go there every day.
They have a Samsung. Are you a fan of Samsung?
Yeah.
I am too.
TVs, mostly. But other things as well.
32-inch. It's a 720 only. 60 hertz. So it's not fancy. But $278.
That's super cheap. I should buy my grandparents that.
That's so cheap. And you know you're getting a quality TV set at least. And they have good warranties. Don't hold up well to airsoft guns.
I've had my 40.
I don't think any TV does.
I've had my 40-inch Samsung for what? It's gonna be forever now. It feels like.
You've had that for a long time.
And it works perfectly. Never had any issues with it.
Yeah. And then the other thing they have, I wish I would have looked up the specs. Xbox 360. I believe it's a 4 gig model.
I know they're selling a bundle deal too with Halo and Fable and.
Oh, the one that I saw, $139.
There's deals. Look for them.
I think I saw Xbox 360 for $100 in one of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is the cheapest one that I saw.
Did you make that up, Matt?
I think you might have made that up. $139 is the cheapest I found.
Now the chat room knows you're a liar.
I didn't confirm it. I'm just saying. When I was looking through Black Friday ads, I thought I saw one for $100.
Maybe that was the Wii. Was that the Wii?
The Wii was $100.
It wasn't a Wii. It was
an Xbox, the regular version, not the 360? Because that's you're getting screwed.
I know. I sold those for $20 at garage sale.
And just a little Microsoft rumor. There's a rumor that with all these price drops for the Xbox, that next spring at the... I forget what conference it is.
CES.
That they'll be announcing the Xbox 720. Hopefully it's not 720. 1080.
We talked about that last week, I think.
Heard it here first.
It was a flame red with Super Mario and a black with Legend of Zelda.
So.
I believe I saw it earlier. It was on Amazon today. There was $40 for a year of Xbox Live instead of $50.
That's not a deal.
It's $10 off.
That's not a deal.
Someone in the chat room said they found it for $35 today, though, on eBay.
Yeah, eBay has buy it now deals all the time on those.
You know what I saw? A tweet the other day. This is kind of off topic, but it's about eBay.
Oh, mine's about Amazon.
Okay, so I'll go first, and then you go. Why do I get to go first? Because we're already talking about eBay. That's why. someone tweeted that it's funny when you have to run an ad campaign that's against what you originally marketed yourself as, because it says buy now, buy new. It's eBay. Like, eBay was known for buying used things at the beginning, but that's funny. Go ahead with your Amazon joke.
Amazon today.
It's not a joke. Actually, it's just a tidbit.
Actually, yesterday and today, if you want a new smartphone and you want to sign up for a new contract through Verizon, all of their smartphones up to $350 are one penny.
I saw that. Amazon Wireless. That's pretty crazy.
That's really crazy. You know,
talk about a deal.
Yeah. And that's actually, that might be a 3-year contract.
And there was, if you buy a Wi-Fi hotspot, you get $100 Amazon gift card.
Yep.
Like, what are they, just throwing out money? They're crazy.
It's Amazon. They're turning into the Google of the shopping world.
It's true. There's whatever.
They're just like, look at us.
What? Buy it for a dollar. Whatever. Did you see, they announced, is it Billboard or Nielsen? One of the two, whoever does the records. Like,
Billboard.
Yeah.
Nielsen's TV.
So I think they changed the now to bust in, like, because Lady Gaga sold that CD, her album for a dollar for the first day or whatever. They changed the rule that you have to change to get counted. You have to sell your album for $2.99 or more.
That's funny. So she swooped in.
And singles have to be like 40 cents or more or something like that. They said it would have been unfair to change it at the time. So they waited. It goes into effect December 4th, I believe. Don't quote me on that. But, and at at Best Buy. Also, they have some video games that are like half off, which you said you were playing Arkham Asylum. Yeah. Arkham City is only $30 on Friday. And there is it's the Kinect for Xbox that's $99 with three games.
Maybe that's what I had seen.
That's no Xbox.
Liar.
And that's
it's
just a Kinect.
Close.
And the,
no, that's that you get. You wouldn't be able to do crap with that.
What are you gonna do? Look hey, at man. It. Look at me go.
Where do you put the disc?
And the Xbox 250 bundle with Fable 3, Halo Reach, and 3 months of Xbox Live is $200. That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah. So there's stellar, and I know there were some deals on the PS3 even as well.
Yep, that's so. Also $199 for the 160 with Ratchet and Clank, All for One, and Little Big Planet 2, and 30 days of PlayStation Plus for $199. It's crazy to me that the 3DS is $179, and you can get a full gaming console for $20 more with three games. That seems crazy to me. Is that weird, or is that just me?
No, just you.
Okay, cool. As long as we're all clear on that.
Yep, yep.
But yeah, I don't have anything else. Do you have anything else?
No.
So
It was a good week.
So get out there and shop your hearts out.
That's true.
Until you drop.
Unless you're one of those.
Let us know if you guys pick up any cool deals.
Yeah, let us know if there's cool deals.
Doing, I've seen the people who started the Occupy Wall Street want to do an Occupy Christmas and boycott Black Friday.
Yeah, well, let me know how that goes for them. I bet they won't make any money on Black Friday, right?
No, Black Friday sucks.
Well, John Elway is very hopeful that Tim Tebow will be the answer.
Oh.
What was I going
to
say?
Okay, you want me, can I throw out one more
throw
thing?
Throw whatever you want out.
A little, I don't even know what you'd call it, kind of news.
Diddy?
They just came out with the
little Diddy?
2000, the list of 2011 worst passwords
that
people
used.
Oh, yeah,
I saw that. There were some weird ones on there.
Fowler. I thought they were all legit. Fowler,
Monkey?
Football. Would you like to take a guess? Because it's football season.
That's just, but 2011, not just.
A lot of them, there was like only three that changed from
last
year.
Year?
Yep. Would you like to take a guess at the number one worst password used?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5?
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6 is number 2. 6 characters is usually the minimum.
Right.
So, would you like to take a guess at number one again? The number one worst password.
1111111111
is number 12. Let's see, you're not going to pass as a cracker right now.
A cracker?
Password cracker. Cracker.
Because
you're cracking passwords.
I get it. You're cracking them.
I'm a cracker.
Cracking them wide open.
They're a different type.
Worst password.
Your name?
The worst password.
Password?
Correct.
Ding, 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 ding.
Password. The word is the worst password used.
Damn it,
followed
I gotta go
by
home and change some shit.
Number one is password. Two is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Number three, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Number four, QWERTY. Top row of your keys.
I thought the one that was straight down both lines, that was interesting.
Yeah, the QAZWSX.
Yeah.
Yep.
The password I use at work is QWERTY backwards and then ASDF forward.
Now you know.
You don't know what I use it for.
That's okay. There can't be many things you use it for at work.
You would think that.
I'm fairly certain.
I'm not going to get into it.
Anyways, and then number 5, ABC123. Actually. Yeah, so I thought it was funny. Michael made the top 25.
I know, I thought that was weird. I saw that on there. I'm like, that's interesting. My name.
I'm hacking your stuff now.
I better stop using my own name for my password, because apparently it's pretty common.
That's all I got.
Oh.
So, if you want to keep up to date with our blog, we're posting daily.
Daily news.
Daily news.
Tidbits, at the very least.
Geek Report.
Geek Report.
So check us out at www.bleedgeek.com.
And look for the site over relaunch, overview, underview.
I think we'll have it up by, logically it would be the end of the weekend.
Hopefully,
I'm hoping to have everything up.
What are you doing Sunday? We can discuss that afterwards.
Yeah.
But anyway. So, yeah. I think cool. that wraps us up. You can always, if you have any, thoughts currently about our current website or about what you think we should do, or maybe you hate the IRC chat now. I don't really care if you do, because we're not going to change it.
Yeah.
But you could tell us, and I'll read it and laugh.
Look at this person complaining.
You can email us at fans@bleedgeek.com, or you can always call us and leave a voicemail at 406-79-GEEKS, which is 406-794-3357. Follow us on Twitter at BleedGeek, Facebook.com/BleedGeek.
Tumblr.com/BleedGeek.
I actually thought I might start using that. Sometimes I'd like I don't have an outlet for certain things that I think would fit well there.
That's funny.
So I might actually start. I'll let you guys know if I do start using it to put random shit up there.
That's funny. Right, because there's some funny pictures that I see that right. are geek related. That's what and I was mean. Like, I don't really want to post it. Like, I feel like our Facebook is more professional, I guess. You know?
Tumblr's just for shits.
I know. So, maybe we'll do that.
Yeah. We'll talk about that. We'll let you know.
We'll let you know.
Or if you want to call us and find out.
That's true.
4679-GEEKS.
We already said that.
Old I days. Know. I was burning it into their head so somebody calls. Besides just fucking spammers. Or you can always follow us individually. Right? Are we at that point? Individually on Twitter. Matt's at Matt Fowler. I'm at Mike037.
Wait, what? And
Matt doesn't really have a Fowler. Matt doesn't really have a Twitter. I should search. Maybe there is a Matt Fowler. Matt Fowler. Top resort. Oh, Matt Fowler. Well, he's probably going to get some follows now. Former appraiser, helped invest AVMs.
And then I am at Crandall 111.
Yeah. So,
a few doppelgangers out there.
So thank you for listening again, and have a happy Thanksgiving. Yeah, happy I'm Mike Earl.
Matt Fowler.
I cut Randy off.
And I'm Randy Arvis.
Um,
have a good Thanksgiving, everyone.
Yeah.
From all of us at BleedGeek.